A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You too go into my vineyard, and I will give you what is just." So they went off, and he went out again around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going out about 5 o'clock, he found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one's hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual daily wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only an hour, and you have made out them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first, and the first will be last. Growing up as one of 8 children, my parents did an extraordinary job of helping each of us feel special and treasured without appearing to favor any one of us. Of course, this did not stop us kids from regularly employing the all-time most grating phrase that parents hate to hear, "But it's not fair. He got to do it. But it's not fair. She didn't get grounded." Justice in our minds was relative, a moving target. What we deemed fair changed according to what we saw when we compared ourselves to one another, rather than to what we actually needed. In today's gospel, the vineyard owner deals with a similar problem. The day-long workers agree that a day's wage is just, until they look around and see that their co-workers are getting the same amount for fewer hours of labor. Then a day's wage no longer seems just, even though their own basic needs have not changed. Jesus seems to be indicating that in God's mind, what's fair is best not measured by comparison to what others have, a scenario in which we will always feel like we're coming up short, but in comparison to what each person actually needs to survive and thrive that day. Even though some of the workers may have labored fewer hours, they're still in need of a day's wage to make it by, to have food and shelter for their families. And a generous God takes that into consideration. It's not that God isn't fair. No, God gives the hard workers what they are owed. But God is more than fair. God is merciful to those in need. As we struggle within our own families, cities, and nations to create truly just communities, let us remember to take into account what persons actually need to get by as a critical part of the equation. When issues like minimum wage or access to health care come up in the news, let's keep in mind this broader view. When hiring persons, let's consider what it takes for a family to live on, not only what they'd be willing to work for. Like God, we will want to acknowledge that sometimes situations call for more than what's fair. They call for mercy.